Hello, church. Thank you for letting me worship with you today. Our theme today is, we are deeply known by God. To be known and loved, we are called into discipleship in Jesus Christ. What is it to be known by God? To what does discipleship in Christ call us? So we will listen to one of Luke's parables, one that leaves us scratching our head and wondering what. Yet 2,000 years later, it is still teaching us, challenging us to keep listening, understand more deeply as it continues to call us into relationship and into discipleship with God. Today's gospel reading is taken from Luke 14, 25 to 33. Now large crowds were traveling with him, and he turned and said to them, "Whoever comes to me and does not hate father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, even life itself, cannot be my disciple. Who does not carry the cross and follow me cannot be my disciple. For which of you, intending to build a tower, does not first sit down and estimate the cost, to see whether he has enough to complete it? Otherwise, when he has laid a foundation and is not able to finish, all who see it will begin to ridicule him, saying, 'This fellow began to build and was not able to finish.' Oh, what king going out to wage war against another king will not sit down first and consider whether he is able with 10,000 to oppose the one who comes against him with 20,000? If he cannot, then, while the other is still far away, he sends a delegation and asks for the terms of peace. So therefore, none of you can become my disciple if you do not give up all your possessions. This is the word of the Lord for the people of the Lord. And the people of the Lord said, Amen. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. So let's talk about belonging, being inseparable from God, where any circumstance cannot transcend our belonging, God knowing us in spite of our imperfection. It is a marvelous and a mysterious reality, this ridiculous grace God pours forth on us. We are not simply a natural biological occurrence, but a result of will and work of our benevolent Creator. Psalm 59, we learn that each and every person is known by God. God is the weaver, knitting us together, intricately woven, fearfully and wonderfully made. We know that phrase, but do we say it to ourselves? Repeat after me. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Our lives derive from God, belong to God, and have their true destination in God's purpose. Nothing in all of creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. This is some big news. This is good news. I'm very lucky to have had the mother that I did. She was a very kind-hearted and loving woman. I knew there was nothing I could do to separate myself from her love, and that was the gift she gave me. She gave me a glimpse of what divine love looks like. Our God actively pursues us and will not let us get away. As a young adult in my 20s and 30s, I did not attend church for probably 15 plus years. But there was one thing I knew, that God would not let go of me. And even when God carried me by the scruff of my neck in questionable times, I knew God was looking out for me. The presence of such love invites us. It calls us into fierce loyalty and sweet surrender. This presence that always is and always was reminds me of a song by Zach Williams called "There Was Jesus." Hear these words prayerfully. It goes like this. Even when life crashes down to the ground, even when friends are nowhere to be found, in the waiting, in the searching, in the healing, in the hurting, like a blessing buried in the broken pieces, every minute, every moment, where I've been and where I'm going, even when I didn't know it or couldn't see it, there was Jesus. In the shadows, in the alleys, in the fire, in the flood, there was Jesus. Always is and always was. So in Luke, do the crowds following Jesus realize that this is no light matter, because he's on his way to Jerusalem? This is not some side hobby or extracurricular activity. As Janine Brown, a professor at Bethel Seminary in Minnesota, says, following Jesus is no low-cost, low-risk endeavor. Low-cost faith does not suffice for this journey. When we read "hate our family," it is hyperbole, because loyalty to Jesus is above all else. Being in covenant with Jesus requires loyalty. When Christ declares, "Follow me," it is a gift and a demand. And as Jesus is traveling, to travel with Jesus on this journey, where does it take us? But to the cross, my friends. Can you stand there with Christ? It is a serious question. When Christ bids us follow, can we stand at the foot of the cross? But we are Peter, who denies Christ. We flee, but God knows this about us and enters covenant with us anyway. God claims us. We are known. Do you know you are known? Do you believe? We are called to follow. Jesus has given us hope for the journey. Jesus came and gave us a new way of being, one that is grace-filled and merciful, one that includes everyone, showing us a way where love is the rule. Following Jesus is not just something we do. Discipleship is a commitment. Discipleship requires a new way of being. It is a covenant of love and blessing offered by our Creator. Taking on the task of discipleship requires serious consideration of that commitment. The cost of discipleship is all in. Part-timers need not apply. Half-heartedness won't cut it. As we are, we cannot know that we will fulfill our commitment to discipleship. But here's the thing. Jesus is not asking for a guarantee of fidelity in advance. Jesus Christ is not asking for a guarantee of fidelity in advance. Because none of us could promise so much. But it does indeed require risk and sacrifice. I think there's a difference between taking up the cross and bearing it. When we take it up, it leads me to think that we can put it down. We could rest, hand it off, pick something else up, and go on our way. But when we bear it, this is something we don't take off. This is a commitment. There are consequences that we will be required to pay. We carry it, bear it when it is heavy, and when we stumble, yet we do not lay it down. And I ask, can that cross guide us, carry us, and hold us up? That cross is a symbol that shows us that God is prepared to see us through it all, to bring us back home. Jesus, with the crowds following, was setting himself up to be ready for what faced him in Jerusalem, to follow God, willing to give up all he had on the promise that God will see him through. And as I have lived more into the mystery of God and faith, as deep questions inside me continue to arise, this much I know. Through the loss of hopes and dreams, love and career, the loss of many of my family members, my only constant, when everything seemed at its darkest, the one thing I have always known is that I am not alone. I am held by our Creator. The goodness of God, the kingdom of God, being fully known in the book you are written. Come as you are. Knowing you are grounded in belonging is a life-changing call to the one who gives us life. It is God who calls us to leave all and to come as we are. We are the prodigal. God puts robes of grace on each of us. Do you know that you are the one that God leaves the 99 to go find? How do you live wholeheartedly into the love of God? In the reading, the kingdom of God is the tower. God planned it. God knows each and every one of us and our parts. We are all part of the building, called to build what is our part, to be faithful workers in the building of the kingdom. Are you willing to take that on? Or are we avoiding it, cruising through life, not getting our hands dirty, avoiding knowing our poor neighbor, judging the person in prison, ignoring the greed of the powerful? Can I tell you that God has been calling me, I know, since I was a teenager. I was a teenager and knew God wanted me, but I didn't want to give up what I wanted. I wanted to do it my way, and somehow it never quite worked out that great. Age 15, 25, 35, 45. It took me 30 years to give that wholehearted yes. I knew I was known by God, but I didn't believe I was lovable or good enough. Seriously, let's be honest. We all know what we tell ourselves. I told myself over and over and over again, I'm not good enough. Not religious enough. I'm not well behaved enough. What could I possibly have to offer? How can I possibly help anyone on their life's journey? That's what the world does to us, isn't it? Knowing you are known is the first step. Knowing you are loved is the second. But knowing you are loved is not about what you know or think you don't know. It is about who you know. So at 44 years beyond measure, I'm worth something. I mean something. You are worth something. You mean something. Maybe, just maybe, I have something to offer. Perhaps God knows the plan, and I just have to say yes. God is the builder. God knows the plan. Perhaps I am called to hold up a mirror for all I meet, so we can see our worth and value in the world. I want you to get how loved you are. This is the part that changes everything. This is the key to discipleship. When you get that love part, that's your new way of being. That's when we get in step with God's plan. That's when taking another step, bearing the cross, is possible. And then another step, and another step. Seriously, this is no part-time, half-hearted task. It requires all of us. Because here's the thing. We say the kingdom is coming, right? When Jesus will return, when all will be made right. Do you think that is going to happen anytime soon with the way things look like in the world right now? This moment, this world right now, you and me and us, this is not a waiting game where we just try to manage and hang on. This is serious business. We bring the kingdom. Let me say that again. We bring the kingdom. The kingdom is right now. Right now and coming. We, you and me and fellow believers, we are the hands and feet of Jesus. Jesus literally has no hands and feet but ours. Think about it. We are the eyes of Christ, the ears, the voices of Jesus Christ alive in the world. Jesus was telling us, showing us how to be a disciple, how to bring the kingdom. It's not going to just magically happen. It requires us, all of us, each of us, and it requires all we have to give. What are we doing? Wasting time, not planning, just waiting for things to magically be okay and Christ to return. So, how are we to be disciples today? Mitzi Smith, a professor at Columbia Theological Seminary in Decatur, has some suggestions. To champion the cause of the poor. To view one's call as more expansive than the confines of a church building. And I add, or the confines of a denomination or a creed or a nation, or a family, or status. To maybe sometimes buck traditions, those who view those traditions as infallible. So I ask, is God still not teaching us things? If we'd gotten it right yet, would we even be here? To live a life of simplicity, unwilling to take bribes and amass wealth on the backs of the oppressed and unaware. To struggle for the alleviation of poverty and a living wage for all at the expense of our own privilege. Let me ask, what are we using our privilege for? For equality and equity? To love our neighbor? For justice? To expand one's conception of family, to include our neighbors far and near? I ask, how about the people living in the tents along the expressway? The ones who are not of the same political party. Those who do not want to remain in the UMC. This is not a one-time decide and I've got it kind of thing. This is a daily recommitment. When the world's obstacles confront us, to lay down the cross. But we bear it. Remember, we are known. You and you and you and you and each of us. We are loved beyond measure, held in the palm of the hand of God. Nothing can separate us from God's love for us. And we have been given the example of Jesus Christ from our Creator, who has shown us the plan to bring the kingdom. It is by loving one another. Did Jesus not say we will do greater things than this? What are we waiting for? Are you in? Half-hearted part-timers need not apply. This is serious business. We are building the kingdom that was, that is right now, and that will be. Let us close in prayer. Gracious God, our Creator, our Redeemer, and our Sustainer, hear us in our not knowing, in our doubts and hesitations. Let us bear witness to your love, bear sacrifice to your sacrifice, bear all we have to be your disciple and follow you all the way to the cross and home. And the people of God said, Amen.